News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
But first off, the big story this morning is that mounting anger over the trend that has seen thousands of homes, including entire estates, being bought up by investment funds. Reports today suggesting the government is going to legislate for this. We're joined by Labour Senator Rebecca Moynihan, the party spokesperson on housing. Rebecca, what needs to happen here?
Well, first of all, I think we need to ban REITs from being able to buy whole estates or whole developments. And in October 2019, Dara O'Brien agreed with that, and he put a bill to the Oireachtas where he limited it to 30% of developments that to be reserved for first-time buyers, similar to how you would do, let's say, the 10% social and affordable housing. And so what I said yesterday is, after what happened in Maynooth and Roundhill Capital bought a whole estate in Maynooth, they also bought another estate in Dublin 15, where they were looking at charging over €2,000 in rents on family homes where people could buy and live there, first-time buyers could buy and live there. I said, we will publish your bill word for word if you don't take action on this before the summer and indicate to us before the end of the week that's what you are going to do. And I think this, between this and the affordable housing bill, I think there's indications coming from government that they've essentially been captured by the investor community. And that has happened over the last number of years. We were told that the blockage to housing was planning. So Owen Murphy brought in SHDs. We were told that blockage to housing was building height. And so the minister issued guidelines where they abolished building heights. And every single time that that's happened, that hasn't been where the blockage has been. We see people getting permissions. We see permissions ready to go. But investors and developers aren't moving on them because essentially housing has become something that has become speculation. And I think first-time buyers, there's a supply crisis and they're being priced out of the market by these investment funds who are coming in and buying it on the basis that rents are going to stay high.
OK. Look, I don't think too many people would disagree with that. The argument, I suppose, might be that nobody in government disagrees with that and reports today suggesting they are going to act on this.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I asked the minister 2 weeks ago in a housing committee whether he was going to move on it, but he has been in government for 8 months now at this stage. And we have two really, really big pieces of legislation going through, both in the Land Development Agency Bill and the Affordable Housing Bill. So he could actually act on this as part of that. But I'm glad to hear, and I hope that they do it before the end of the summer, because I think the supply crisis in the course of the pandemic has gotten worse. And like, we're certainly hearing stories of not only investors who are buying whole housing estates, but even second-hand homes in the second-hand homes market, before things even hit the market, investors are buying the up. So estate agents are saying, you know, this investment firm will buy asking or over asking. And we have to make sure that we don't move to a mix where investors dominate the housing market. They dominate the buying housing market on the basis that people are going to be paying very high rents for a long time, because we are one of the countries that have the worst security of tenure for the private rented sector as well.
Is there an argument for retaining investment funds to some degree? Maybe not, obviously, buying whole estates, but that there is a role for it to play here. We've had too long with accidental landlords, I think Ciara was referring to it just a little earlier, and that actually there is a role for them to play, albeit not 100% of housing estates.
Well, exactly. But I think there's a difference between, you have long-term investment funds who come in here and they are, you know, part of the housing market and they have a long-term vision. There is a difference between that and people who are coming in to essentially to speculate and make a quick buck. And you also have to ensure that investment funds aren't dominating the market. So you see situations down in Clancy Quay and Capital Dock, for example. And Clancy Quay, the Business Post had a really great investigation into that. Four-fifths of that were empty. And in Capital Dock, half of it was empty. So it was in their interests to keep to keep these buildings in order to keep rents artificially high. You see, something similar had happened in London, where a lot of luxury apartments in London, the capital value was worth more for them. So I also think that we need to have a look at a vacant homes tax as well to try and bring empty units back into use where people can live, particularly in the middle of a housing crisis.
Finally and briefly, Rebecca, you're going to bring forward that legislation. You're saying word for word what Dara O'Brien envisaged if the government don't act. What's your deadline on that?
We said that we would like an indication before the end of the week that the government were going to act, and hopefully they will move to do it before the end of the summer. Appreciate that sometimes legislation can take time, but we have two major pieces of housing legislation that should be coming to the Oireachtas before the end of the summer. So I would like an indication before the end of the week that the government are actually going to act on that, or else we will bring in Dara O'Brien's exact legislation.
Senator Rebecca Moynihan, Labour spokesperson on housing. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.